watching people fighting. You're watching people losing on Armistice Day. You're watching people fighting. You're watching people losing on Armistice Day. The watchers do the wincing. Reporters so convincing. The TV never lies. I went looking for a war, and the only guns I saw never used in anger.
Watching people fighting, watching people losing.
Armistice Day. You're watching people fighting. You're watching people losing on Armistice Day. The fixers do the fixing. The locals do the lynching. The papers deny. I went looking for a headline. Got talking to the backline. There's never seen the action. Watching people losing on Armistice Day. You're watching people fight, or say they might, or say they lose on Anzac Day. Watches do the wincing, reporters so convincing. The TV never lies, it never lies. And the only guns I saw never used in anger. Fixers do the fixing. The locals do the lynching. The papers deny.
Hey, good morning, folks. This is Jesse Bell here with you for the Monday morning mixtape, and you just heard Armistice Day by Australian rockers Midnight Oil, a song that I think is difficult to divine if you aren't familiar with kind of the Australian contributions to the First World War, but it is still applicable in a universal sense because, as lead singer Peter Garrett once decreed, it is, broadly speaking, a gaunt tirade against the masters of war who sacrifice and deceive their own people to maintain profit and power. And there's an added context in there in that Armistice Day, which is the Australian, or rather the Kiwi Anzac equivalent to what we know as Remembrance Day, is a particularly bitter one for the continent of Australia, as they, like many other colonial properties at the time, were pressed into a thresher maw of the First World War for little rhyme or reason beyond that they had an unwanted affiliation with the British Crown. In fact, in the grand history of war, World War I is often rightfully considered to be the most pointless and the most avoidable, as to simplify a subject with nuance, but not as much as people would like you to believe. World War I was largely the result of an intricate series of protection orders and alliances essentially created to withhold colonial power, you know, maintain that colonial power. And that meant if you were a colony of one of these great empires clashing, you were pressed unwittingly into war. And as anybody with a cursory knowledge of the First World War will tell you, of all the grand wars, and I mean grand in terms of scale, not in terms of anything positive, no happy connotations there. In terms of a grand war, World War I is about as bleak, grim, and disastrous as it gets. And Australia, if you're curious, over 60,000 killed and 156,000 wounded in a war taking place thousands of miles from their own shore with little interest in participation, but given the ties of colonialism, they were pressed into the fray. And broadly speaking, today's episode, coming out on Remembrance Day 2024, is looking at music that has political undertones, music that deals with war, be it abroad or at home. And you'll have to forgive me if I'm not gung-ho in celebrating Remembrance Day. It's not to besmirch the memories of those that have died in the service and protection of their country, but rather to point the finger at the people who have orchestrated those senseless deaths and the people that continue to fund, support, and actively participate in war and genocide. I'll clarify, this is my opinion, not CFRC's, but let's not be coy, folks. The genocide is ongoing, and Canada is as complicit as anyone who has put boots on the ground in Palestine, the complete and total devastation of Gaza, Rafah, and several other refugee sites that are intentionally bombed by the Israeli Defense Forces. So you'll have to excuse me if I'm feeling a little bitter, a little sour, a little dour this morning, because it is hard to take Remembrance Day seriously when there is no commitment to peace from this country or any of the Western colonial powers, just as it was in World War I. It is in 2024, senseless killing all to uphold the colonial order. And broadly speaking, that is the key kernel for today's show. And we're going to start things off with two tracks that deal specifically with American intervention in Guatemala and the disastrous ramifications it had for the indigenous people living there. We're going to start it off with REM's Flowers of Guatemala and then Bruce Coburn's If I Had a Rocket Launcher. And to kind of break down the historical significance of both of these songs, throughout the 1940s and 50s, the United States meddled in the electoral affairs in Guatemala and helped install an authoritarian dictatorship, largely to maintain their colonial interests in the fruit trade. The United States not only sat by and let this authoritarian dictatorship kill, torture, and maim those that opposed it, but they would provide funding, support, and weaponry. Sound familiar? That's all I'll say about that. We've also got music and songs coming up that deal with war as a general topic, and also the war at home, talking about songs covering the civil rights movement, the crackdown on peaceful student-led protests. Does that sound familiar? All that and so much more coming up. If you're angry, so am I, but you can get angrier. It's Remembrance Day, and people are dying.
Flowers often bloom at night. There's something here I find hard to ignore. There's something that I've never seen before. On my knees, there's the name they cover.
Here comes the helicopter, second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say. I would retaliate.
nation, or some less humane fate.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Summer, I hear Rogers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
I'm an
import. For dead in Ohio.
Why?
For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. Why? For dead in Ohio.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA, Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Black day in July, Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted and the children locked inside. Black day in July, black day in July. And the soul of Motor City is bared across the land. As the book of law and order is taken in the hands of the sons of the fathers who were carried to this land. Black day in July, black day in July. In the streets of Motor City there's a deathly silent sound. And the body of a dead youth lies stretched upon the ground. Upon the filthy pavements, no reason can be found. Black day in July, black day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And her people rise in anger, and the streets begin to fill. And there's gunfire from the rooftops, and the blood begins to spill. Black day in July. In the mansion of the governor, there's nothing that is known for sure. The telephone is ringing and the pendulum is swinging. And they wonder how it happened, and they really know the reason. And it wasn't just the temperature, and it wasn't just the season. Black day in July. Black day in July. Motor City's burning and the flames are running wild. They reflect upon the waters of the river and the lake. And everyone is listening and everyone's awake. Black day in July. Black day in July. The printing press is turning and the news is quickly flashed. And you read your morning paper, and you sip your cup of tea, and you wonder just in passing, is it him or is it me? Black day in July. In the office of the president, the deed is done, the troops are sent. There's really not much choice, you see. It looks to us like anarchy. And then the tanks go rolling in to patch things up as best they can. There is no time to hesitate. The speech is made, the dues can wait. Black day in July. Black day in July. streets of Motor City now are quiet and serene. But the shapes of gutted buildings strike terror to the heart. And you say, how did it happen? And you say, how did it start? Why can't we all be brothers? Why can't we live in peace? But the hands of the have-nots keep falling out of reach. Black day in July. Black day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted, and the children are locked inside. Black day in July. Black day in July. Black day in July.
And we're back. That was Gordon Lightfoot with Black Day in July. Prior to that, we had Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with the groundbreaking piece of political protest music, Ohio, dealing with the killing of students at Kent State University during peaceful anti-war protests. Prior to that, we had Bruce Coburn, If I Had a Rocket Launcher, one of the, I think, most justifiably angry and cathartic anti-war songs, certainly in the Coburn catalog, but just period. I think everybody can relate to that desire of seeking retribution, especially right now in the face of overwhelming injustices and cruelty. And we kicked it all off with REM, a favorite of mine, Flowers of Guatemala, which deals with kind of the passive aftermath of atrocity, taking note of the fungus that grows in the mounds of mass graves and dead bodies, which was an all-too-common occurrence during the U.S.-backed regime in Guatemala. And I know you're thinking, why now, why today, why so angry? First and foremost, the express beliefs here are not those of CFRC 101.9 FM, but simply of me, myself, and I. And second, as someone who comes from a family that has a lot of military service members within it, I just think it's so disingenuous and disgusting to pay solemn tribute to their sacrifice, which was ostensibly done in the name of peace, although if we're talking about the First World War, it was done in the name of colonial interest and capital, while we are actively engaging in genocidal policies in Palestine. And I know there are a lot more conflicts beyond that, and there have been all throughout the 21st century, especially once the War on Terror began to gin up. All of a sudden, we were seeing these proxy wars worsen in the Horn of Africa, and of course throughout the Middle East. And it's just, it's too much. I can't sit back and pretend that what's going on is normal, because it has become normalized. Hundreds of thousands of people, many of them children, obliterated by a Western-affiliated power that we will do nothing to condemn or stop. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I'm sorry if using the definition, or using the word genocide, when this meets that definition, when it's been declared as such by the United Nations, then I don't know what to tell you, but you can direct your complaints to me, because it's my opinion, my beliefs, not that of the radio station. We're going to get back to the music, and we're going to kick things off with 2 Minutes to Midnight, a song that is textually about nuclear war and nuclear obliteration, but I think is also broadly speaking about mass atrocities committed in the 21st and 20th century. This notion of technological advancement creating a better bomb. What are those bombs being used for? They're obliterating people right off the planet. And what's happening to the land they lived on? It's being scooped up and settled. We're also going to hear music from System of a Down with Genocidal Humanoids, Art Bergman with Gazacide, and we'll have a little bit of Bob Dylan in there as well. We'll be right back.
اشتقت لك ياما اشتقت لك تمسح الدموع اللي عم تنزل على خدي. القصة أصبحت معروفة عنوان هالدموع والوجع. آخ ياما اشتقت لك تمسح الدموع اللي عم تنزل على خدي. القصة أصبحت معروفة وعنوان هالدموع والوجع. الوجع اللي فيه إذا نزل على جبل والله لا يفتته. ياما اشتقتلك تمسح الدموع اللي عم تنزل على خدي. اخ الوجع اللي فيي اذا نزل على جبل والله لا يفتته.
Yeah.
heard De La Chute with Disguise. Prior to that, we had Art Bergman with the brave, daring piece Gaza Side. We also had Genocidal Humanoids by System of a Down and 2 Minutes to Midnight by, of course, Iron Maiden. Fantastic track there. One of my favorite Maiden tracks. Hits really hard in the advancing age of technological warfare. The advent of drones. As technology gets greater, it seems like killing gets easier. We are just about out of time for today, but I just want to remind folks that CFRC's funding drive is ongoing. It will be taking place until December 31st. $25,000 is the goal, going towards day-to-day station operations and the improvement of some of the excellent local content services on offer. The only station in Kingston doing local music, news, and sports. So I hope that if you're feeling generous, you'll head on over to CFRC.ca and click donate. You can donate directly to the station and get yourself some sweet swag, or you can donate through Queen's University and get yourself a nice tax receipt. Okay, folks, it's been a, let's say, cathartic day here on the Monday Morning Mixtape. Thank you for bearing with me. Once again, all the opinions expressed are mine and mine alone. We're going to end off with the best Dylan track of all time. This is Masters of War, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you set back and whoa. When the death count gets higher, you hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world, before threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? But you talk out of turn. You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's the one thing I know. I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single for Maruna and the Sirens' upcoming concept album on addiction and recovery. City Hotel is a country-inspired tune that delves into the social costs of addiction, recounting four violent, racially motivated attacks in Ontario following the 2016 U.S. election. The band's sound is enriched by Doug Tielli's guitars and Sevi Sherman's slide guitar, creating a striking contrast between the song's heavy subject matter and its melodic atmosphere. Catch Aruna and Michael Broadhead at Musiki with Oscar Evans on November 8th, and again with the Caledonias at Next Church on November 30th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream City Hotel on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
special at Kmart. Stroll out into the night drinking cheap red wine. Follow the railway tracks straight out of town.
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed in all ages and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details.
It speaks to me. The word she gives me.